started their tour away in northwest London. Wednesday, 10th November, 6th Kislev, Rav Mordechai Yosef Karnovsky, Yitochen. This week's Torah has been sponsored by Family Duna, who have Simpson the son of Avrom Strom and Rivki. Duna, Yerushalayim Shibnebei, by his name of Yisrael, the shameless hill.
It's always a pleasure to be back here. And good morning to all those that are here, all those that are listening in, whichever time of the day it should be. We find that the Pasuk singles out Yaakov Avinu as being the dugma of Bitofen. Ashrei shekel Yaakov be'ezrei. Lucky is the one that the God of Yaakov is going to help him. Sivar l'Hashem alikov. He throws his whole bitochen on the Rabbi Nishalela. So the Zer Kodesh in Parshas Vayakil points out, why do we say Kel Yaakov? What about Kel Avram, Kel Yitzchak? Why just Kel Yaakov be'ezrei? So he says that we find the Yaakov Avinu was miyuchad in bitochen. When Yaakov Avinu was running away from home, he wasn't running away from home. He had the tzibur of his father and his mother to go leave home because of Esav. So we all know the famous Chazal that on the way Eliphaz came and robbed him of everything. To the extent that Yaakov Avinu said, "Ki b'makli ovati sayadlin," all I had was my rod, my stick. He wasn't left with anything. So the Zohar Kodesh points out, Yaakov was worried, he has to go for Shidduch, to come penniless. And there's another Chazal, Medrash tells us, he starts thinking to himself, my father, when Avram was looking for Shidduch, my father Eliezer came to Tinkamalim, and I've got nothing. How am I going to manage? There's a Chazal used a lotion that Yaakov Avinu said, Me'ayin Yovei Ezri, where's my help? I think others learn my helpmate, like Ezer Connector, how's that going to happen? I haven't got a penny to my name. I've been robbed. The easiest thing would have been for Yaakov to send a message home. I'm short of money. Send me money. I always say, a lot of people, a lot of children, how much they contact their parents, I don't know. But if they need money, then they'll phone or text, whatever it is. So Yaakov Avinu could have sent a message to Yitzchak and Rivka, I need money. And they'd have sent him gladly. Yaakov Avinu realized if that's what the Rebbeinu wants, I'm going to manage like that way. I'm going to manage. When he was running away, he relied totally on the Rebbeinu. He felt that's what the Rebbeinu wanted of him, that he should rely on the Rebbeinu. Beis Halevi, at the beginning of the parasha, adds, Yaakov Avinu said, "Ma'an Yavezi, where's my help going to come from?" Yaakov had the suffix, the Rebbeinu not going to help him. What's in mind of Ezri? And what did he answer? What did Yaakov, it was Mechazik himself straight to Ezri, Mim Hashem, Esri, Shemaim, Boet. The Rebbeinu was going to look after him. What was Yaakov's havim in it? So Beis Halevi adds, Yaakov never doubted for one moment the Rebbeinu was going to look after him. The question was, Me'ayin Yavei, how's the help going to come? He started to contemplate, think to himself, how's the Rebbeinu going to help me? The Vada Rebbeinu was going to help. Is it going to be that I'm going to find a windfall somewhere, someone's going to come up and give me some money? How's it going to happen? May I? From where is my help going to come? So on that, Yaakov Avinu said, on my level of bitachon, that's also wrong. Why do I have to start claiming how the Rebbeinu is going to help me? Is my Hashem, the Rebbeinu is going to help? I have to have claiming, I've got to start wondering how, what, where. The Rebbeinu is going to help me. So Yaakov is the dogma of bitachon. And the Medrash adds another posuk. Sorry, the Zohar Kodesh adds another posuk, which I'd like to discuss because I think there's a lot of you say this here. Yaakov Avinu said, Yaakov after has the grace of Cholim. So Yaakov Avinu said, if the Rebbeinu will be with me, and you look after me, and then the end, I'll give you my son. So the Zohar Kodesh adds that we find from there that Yaakov had the middle from Bitochen. Where do we see that in the Pasuk? Im Yelikim Imodi. If anything, the Mepharshim all ask, what does it mean, Im Yelikim Imodi? The Rebbeinu promised him. So what does it mean, if the Rebbeinu will be with me, Shmarani. Rashi, it's got his pshat. the Rishonim, everyone's done. Everyone discusses what to mean im yelikim imodi. Some say im doesn't mean if. When the Rabban Shimon will be with me. But if anything, that posuk seems to show that Yaakov was masukah. Yaakov had a sofek. Yaakov had a doubt: is the Rabban Shimon going to be with me or not? Let's try and understand that posuk a bit deeper. On that posuk of im yelikim imodi, there's a very puzzling piece of Takan Yonis. Im yelikim imodi, Yaakov Avinu says, Ushmorani, if the Rabban Shimon will be with me, which we've already pointed out, what does it mean, the im? Ushmorani is going to guard me on this way, and he's going to give me bread to eat and clothes to wear. Some of the Farshim asks, Rabbeinu Bechai points out, that's all Yaakov asked for, a piece of bread to wear. So yeah, so Rabbeinu Bechai has got his mahalach, tzadikim midas estapkus. I think in Zohar Kodesh there's another pshat. Tavmiyensen of Anot says that Yaakov Avinu was mispal, the Rabban Shimon should guard me for shvichas dom la'avidas on kilarayis. What does that mean? Yaakov Avinu, the b'chish of others. Yaakov Avinu was the closest Adam HaRishon, Mo'am Bo'metzir tells us. Yaakov was choshed himself, suspected himself. I need shmira from Avodah Zarah, shvichas dom. What does that mean? Shmaya da'achzer shanei chaylech. Rabbi Yeruchim, Meir Margiach, others also explain al derech zeh. When a person is not on home ground, and a person is unsettled, for one reason or another, a person can't trust himself what he can get up to. When I've got my sviva, I've got my besamedish, I've got my home, and I'm home ground, then I know I've got my standards of Yiddishkeit. Things come up, I can cope with it. When a person is fugitive, he's running away, he doesn't know where he is, here, then, everywhere, and he's not on home ground, others say he was out of his Besamedrash. He was away from Besamedrash, he was away from Torah. He was running away. A person in that matter, in that situation, anything can happen to him. The Yetzirah, he's prey to a lot of things. I'm not settled. I'm caught unawares. I haven't got my Siddayim, I haven't got my Sviva. What's going to happen to me? So Yaakov Avinu was scared. And Yaakov Avinu felt on the way, who knows what can happen to me? I haven't got my friends, I haven't got my family, I haven't got my Beis Medrash. I'm not anchored. Then in such a matzav, anything can happen to me. So Yaakov was choshed himself, and he was mispallel to the Rabbein Yishleilam about Avinu Zogir HaShvichas Domin. What's this? The itz is, if a person feels close to the Rabbein Shalala in all Zmanim, in all Matzovim, I'm never alone. Now the Pesach says in Tehillim, small capital, it's always good to memorize this capital, we all know, Mizmor David. Lo yira gam ki eilech begit talmoves, even if I'm in the throes of death, the valley of death, lo yira, I'm not scared, ki atim odi, you with me, I'm not alone. I'm always with the Rabbein Shalala, the Rabbein Shalala is always with me. If a person feels constantly that the Rabbein Shalom is holding him by his hand and taking him and he's with the Rabbein Shalom, his matzav doesn't change. There's a famous vort, I heard it many times from Reb Chaim Shmulevitz. There's a Gemara Shabbos, Tzibo over here, we're going to say a halba lomba de Shavat as well. There's a Gemara Shabbos. That the Gemara says, Seisa, the Melach of Seisa, of demolishing on Shabbos, is only Chayv Amonos Livnais. It's a Mishnah. Seisa, it's one of the Lam Tes Melachos, you only Chayv Amonos Livnais. When you tend to rebuild, otherwise it's a Makalkal. And the Gemara on Shabbos Lama Dalef adds, it has to be Seisa Amonos Livnais Bim Koimai. It has to be that you take something apart in order to rebuild it on the same place. If it's somewhere else, then over here I'm demolishing it. It's a mechanical. I might use the raw material somewhere else. So the Gemara says a klal Shabbos lam dal from a base. So he says only chayv and some not living this mekayim. Frank the Gemara, where do we learn soisa from? We learn Seisa from Lech Samishkan. When they used to camp somewhere, they used to take everything apart. That was the Seisa. Where did they rebuild it? Where did they reassemble it? The next point, of the next time they stopped. So the Gemara wasn't on Nosalim Nisman Kaimai. So if we're learning all Malachas, we're learning all Malachas from Lech Samishkan, this Seisa over here was Shlem Nosalim Nisman Kaimai. When they made the Mishkan, they assembled it, they reassembled it when they were traveling. Effort the Gemara, given the chsiv al pi Hashem yachna, al pi Hashem yisol, kimakayim idol. Since whatever they did was al pi Hashem yachna, al pi Hashem yisol, kimakayim idol. It's right. It's reassembling on the same place. So Chaim Shmulevitz used to say pshat. What's pshat in the Gemara? It's used to give a marshal. Shlom Tzachvah got a little child. I think you mentioned the name. It was Rav Nochum Zerbitzin. I suppose when he first said this moshe, she was a little girl then. If I'm asking, where's my wife? Yesterday she was in Haifa, tomorrow's in Bnei Brak, today Yerushalayim. She's moving around all the time. If I want to know where my child's next to the mother. That position doesn't change. My mother might go different places. My child is next to my mother. That's her place. That never changes. Be next to my mother. So Chaim used to say Bshad, Chaim Shlevi used to say Bshad. Just make the Gemara. A Yid doesn't move. I'm always next to the Rabbi Shalom. The Onan, I'm connected to the Rabbi Shalom, I'm connected to the Onan. It might be the Onan comes here, the Onan goes there, etc. But my place is fixed next to the Rabbi Shalom. When a person feels to that level, that whatever he does is with the Rabbi Shalom, Rabbi Shalom is with him at every stage. Not just with him, the Rabbi Shalom is guiding him. And I'm trying to find where the Rabbi Shalom wants me to go today here and tomorrow somewhere else. But my position also remains the same. I'm next to the Rabbi Shalom. When a person is caught off balance, he hasn't got his sphere, etc., then he's like a prey to everything that might happen. But if a person can feel, I'm always next to the Rabbi Shalom. Besides the fact if I'm next to the Rabbi Shalom, the Rabbi Shalom is watching me, whatever I'm doing. Put that aside. The Yisof Nishri Yisashim Ed Yisomid, Yerushalayim, etc. But I'm talking here, Mitzad, feeling lost, feeling unsettled. Why am I unsettled? I'm with the Rabbi Shalom. That hasn't changed from yesterday, today, tomorrow. The Rabbi Shalom might want me to do different things. I wake up in the morning, what do I want? What's the Rabbi Shalom want of me? I once heard a marshal from Chaim Kaufman, Zechatzal Livrocha. Just imagine someone's going on a journey. I had a long trip yesterday down from Gateshead. The lines were down. So I had to go right around the Midlands. It took me many hours till I got here. I had to come for Chasna, and the truth is, if it wouldn't have been for Torah this morning, somewhere in the middle, I'd have turned back. I said, Kenish. I committed myself to Torah, I couldn't let them down. That was my main cheshbon. So it took me 6 hours instead of 3 hours. Shifelech. My wife very much wanted me to come back. I said, tell you what can I do? You get frustrated. You're going down a motorway, all of a sudden there's a roadblock, there's a diversion. Here, there, never. You get frustrated. My plans aren't working out. You get frustrated. So Chaim Kaufman used to give a marshal. That's why you got taxi drivers. He's working with a company, he gets messages from the head office the whole time, where to go to. So he starts in Goldsview. He said, go to West End. Comes to West End. We haven't got a job for here, but we've got a job back in Goldsview. You can go back and forth the whole day like that. He doesn't get frustrated. He's paid. He is in charge. He gets paid for driving. He gets paid for listening to his boss. And he doesn't get frustrated. If I've got my plans don't materialize, things don't work out the way I want, then I get frustrated, unsettled, frustrated. And when a person is frustrated and unsettled, what can happen to him? If the whole time I'm playing head office, what do they want of me? And that's my focus, and that's my job, and that's what I'm here for, to do that. So I don't get frustrated. Every day I wake up in the morning, what's the Rebbeinu want of me today? Where does he want me to be? Give me a few times during the day as well. I think that's the key to this pasuk over here. Im yeh lekim imodi, I want to say a new pshat. Yaakov wasn't besupik in any way whether Rebbeinu was going to look after him. Im yeh lekim imodi, it was a tefillah and a bakosha, how if I should be in a matzav that I should feel constantly that Rebbeinu was with me. Im yeh lekim imodi, I want to be able to feel that the Rebbeinu Shalom, I want to come to this level that I feel that the Rebbeinu is constantly with me. Then, Shmarani Badech Azar Shanei Chayelech, without that, anything can happen to me. The worst. If I feel on the back kosher to the Rebbeinu, help me Rebbeinu Shalom, help me to come to this level of Bitoch, the Rebbeinu should be with me. Let's carry on. Agav. What else do you do with clothes? What else do you do with food? Lechem lechel beged lilbosh. So I once saw what Rabbi Yosef Breuer, they're over Washington Heights in America. He said like this, not every piece of food can you eat. Not every clothes can you wear. I'm not talking about things that are not kosher or sharpness. If it's an ish kosher for din geld, you can't. Nosni lechem lechel means a bread that I can eat. The money that I'm using to buy the food is kosher for din geld. And he pointed out in the Rebbeinu Shalom that we say in Bichas Kainim, the third one, when we're duchen on Yontif, we say, the Rebbeinu Shalom, give me behetav lebeisav, benachat lebetav, one of the things, behetav lebeisav, tichasiv, nosli beged lechem lechem lebeged lilbush. The Agvan Santa Pshat. A bread that I can eat, clothes that I can wear. As Chofetz Chaim says in Bi'alocha, there's a mind of someone support, self-supporting. She says to eat, to support yourself in yen as you gear the stitched in posik. Not what's not his galt, not because you mishpat. But I think there's another movement over here. There's a hemshift to what we're speaking about. There's an interesting piece of a sadistic piece of Rabbi Yehin in Mishli. There's a few places, specifically in Gimel and Mishli, where Rabbi Yehin is very, very much ma'arich at length about Bitochen. At one point it says something interesting. So it has a Veda. It's a Mishli chapter Gimel Pasuk Vav. On the Pasuk of B'chol Drochecha Do'ayu. Always be conscious of the Rabbein Shem Hu Yashay Chasech, that will straighten you out. So Ben Yain's got a new pshat in Pasuk. He says, Vada, there's many people that when they have to do something big, they've got to go far away. A major investment. It can be a very serious operation. Then they'll realize, I have to ask the Rebbeinu Shem, Echdav Davnan, Zorin Tilin, Echel Gem Tztok, Echel Beten Brochas. Something big going on here. But when they do something small, they're not conscious of the Rebbeinu Shem. They don't start claiming, or b'maisa kotten, they don't mention that. They don't think, I need to start asking, be mispallel, get a brocha. Why not? So he says two nekudas. One nekuda is that they think to themselves, what can go wrong? So if the Rebbeinu Shem doesn't help me, I don't feel I need the Rebbeinu Shem for this. What can go wrong? Just imagine someone's got money in his pocket and needs to go to one local shop to buy. I've got money. I know the shop is stocking it. And the shop is open, etc. What can go wrong? If the Rebbeinu Shem doesn't want, then a lot of things can go wrong. Then he says like this. There's a lot of people, when it comes to something major, they'll ask. And they'll... Something small, not. Either they think to themselves what can go wrong, or even if it doesn't work out, so what? So I've lost something. There's nothing major at stake over here. It doesn't work out the way I wanted it, so what? He says, you might be right. One big thing you've lost. Your connection to the Rabbein Shem you've lost. Realizing that the Rabbein Shem is in charge. You're connected to the Rabbein Shalom. Your connection to the Rabbein Shalom. And you're feeling dependent on the Rabbein Shalom. And the Rabbein Shem is in charge of it. Controls everything that you've lost. You might not have lost what you wanted to get. Somebody in psychology, in the Pirsa Nevish when I mentioned it, Rabbein Yonah spells it out clearly. Then somebody's, well, I don't bother asking. Either what can go wrong, or even if it does go wrong, so what? That you've lost out. You've lost out on your connection to the Rabbein Shalom. Now I think that's a new pshat and pasuk over here. Yaakov Avinu's bakasha was im yilikim imodzi. I want to feel constantly that the Rabbein Shalom is with me. I'm walking hand in hand with Rabbein Shalom, and Rabbein Shalom is holding me by the hand. I mean, if that's the matzav, then I'm on home ground. I'm never lost, I'm not frustrated, I'm not unsettled. Otherwise, Shemarani, who knows what can happen to me? V'nosam beged lechem lechel beged lilboish means, even for the smallest minimum, I want to feel yilikim modi. It's a new pshat. Even for the smallest thing, I'm going to buy a loaf of bread. I'm going to buy some clothes. What can go wrong? It's nothing major over here. I want to be able to feel that even for the smallest thing, I'm with the Rabbein Shalom. And I think if one looks in Zohar Kodesh, I think it's Pshat and Zohar. Let's just read out again. Yaakov Avinu didn't rely on his parents when he was running away. He was stuck. Makleo Vata Siyatim. And we find that Yaakov was totally dovek in the Rabbein Shem Kirchsev, im yilikim imodi. The way we've explained, im yilikim imodi, I want to be able to feel that the Rabbein Shem is with me the whole time. Then he adds a few words. V'kula shol mekama dekutsh b'richu. He asked everything from the Rabbein Shem. The other one the Rabbein Shem gave him. I think that's what the Zohar Kodesh means. V'kula shol means not just big things, small things. Even something basic like bread. I go to the shop, I need milk, I want bread. The basic essentials that I need something, even something small. Everything. That was Yaakov's madriga. That was Yaakov's avodah b'tochen. I want to come to the level that the Rabbein Shem is with me. I rely totally on the Rabbein Shem. Otherwise, I'm unsettled and who knows what might happen. Even for the basic minimum, I'm also asking Yilikim Imodi. That's what the Zohar means. Bemis Yidin and Midbar got this message. They were trained. There's a richas in Parshat Loischa, when the Torah tells us that the Klal Yisrael followed the Onam. And the pasuk is about 6-7 psukim there. And the basic is, Api Hashem Yachna, Api Hashem Yisrael. When the Onam stopped, they stopped. When the Onam moved, they moved. The Posit says sometimes there were a day, sometimes 2 days, sometimes a week, sometimes a few years. Why is it Tei Marich? 6-7 psukim, Ramban, Evan Ezra, Sipon, all discuss the Shaila. Why is it Tei Marich? So Ramban says that the Posit is trying to tell us that that's what Taka happened. Sometimes we were in a place that wasn't so gishmak. We would have liked to move on. The honors, here we stay. Sometimes there was a gishmak, a place that would have wanted to stay. Straight with that to move on. Sometimes they've been traveling for ages and they stop. Oh, now we can unpack and settle. We've been traveling too long already. The next morning they started going again. Sometimes they decide, all right, we better not unpack the first day. We'll wait till the second day to unpack. The second day comes, they're just ready to start unpacking, or they start unpacking and on it goes. In each case, Api Hashem Yafna, Api Hashem Yisol. That's how the Ramban, the Pesukim. The question, why did the Rabbein Shem do that? Just to tease them, to make life difficult for them. So Desla, Mr. Mignol says, the Rabbein Shem was trying to train Klal Yisol to get used to this matter, Api Hashem Yafna, Api Hashem Yisol. Klal Yisrael were trained for 40 years in Midbar to feel Mi'elikim Imodi. And with the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, I haven't got my own plans. My plan is, and I feel confident and I feel comfortable, say to do what the Rabbeinu Shel Olam wants. I'm not frustrated. So the Rabbeinu Shel Olam was training, like everything that happened the 40 years in Midbar was to train Klal Yisrael for the future. How many times nowadays we live in a very volatile world, a world that we don't know from one day to the next what's happening. So many different things have happened over the last couple of years, and even now, not out of the woods. Who knows why? But this is poshut. Sveizach. Someone that lives with Emunah and Bitochen and the Rabbeinu Shel Olam copes with life. It might be difficult at times, but I know there's a cheshbon. And who knows if that's not one of the major lessons to learn. I'm not in control. Travel plans. Changes one day to the next. All different things can happen. The Rabbeinu Shel Olam is teaching us and helping us to come to this level of Mi'elikim Imodi that I should constantly feel I'm with the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. The Rabbeinu Shel Olam is looking after me. And we have to know it works both ways. The more we feel close to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, that we're totally dependent on the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, the Rabbeinu Shel Olam is looking out, then the Rabbeinu Shel Olam will look after us. The closer that we feel, the more we feel dependent on the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, the more the Rabbeinu Shel Olam will look after us. And the Rabbeinu Shel Olam will sometimes even show us why he's doing certain things. Melech mit emuna, that whatever happens is from the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. Sometimes we'll zeicha to see at the end why the Rabbeinu Shel Olam did certain things like that. Yaakov Avinu, the others, charted a course for Klal Yisrael. The famous Klal, the Ramban says, in the beginning in Parash Lech Lecha, Oyim Lecha Klal Shel Zer Tov in Parash HaBoyz, Mas Ovas Simel Bonim. So the three Nekudas, Mas Ovas, simply is, whatever the Ovas did, was an indication of what's going to happen later. It was a start of what was going to happen later. It's two pieces of Ramban in Parash Lech Lecha. There's a third Yisod, which is Mezoktiv for Reb Chaim Balozhin and others, of Be'etzim it's Ramban, Nakdom, some Chumashim was printed the last piece of Vayichi, and some Chumashim was printed as Nakdom, which Parsha Shmois. Mikrei ha'ovis yitzir lazaram. Ramban says 4 or 5 words. What the ovis did was a plant, yitzir lazaram, that created. That means the Ramban is explaining Sefer Bereishis called Sefer Yitzir. The Chay Sefer Yitzir finishes after chapter 1 in Bereishis. What's all Sefer Bereishis? Mikrei ovis yitzir lazaram. Whatever the ovis did, that implanted, ingrained, that's part of our DNA, that's part of our genes, that's part of us. The nisyanus that the ovis went through was mashish and klal yisrael yisaitis. Yaakov Avinu's midas habitochen. Yaakov Ezrei, asher shekel Yaakov Ezrei. Yaakov showed us the ruikat that someone can have with bitochen. Yaakov Avinu showed us that what can happen if I haven't got bitochen. How far a person can become disorientated and is vulnerable to Averis Chamuris. And Yaakov Avinu showed us with his tefillah that even for the basic minimum, whatever we do, think about the Rabban Shalom. A tefillah k'tzorah to Rabban Shalom. And tefillah is not mukbal to Bes Medrash. In the northwest at the moment, Sadegar Rebbe Zecha Tzal Livrocha. Got on onto Keshe, there's children in yeshiva. So he once called me from LA, a couple of months before his patira. Very schwach. So I told him, usually 3 times a day in Shemun Esa, I mentioned his name, Echdavim for him. But I told him I have to excuse myself. Nebuch, I was in Oval that year, so I had to daven for a moment. And daven for a moment, even in yeshiva Shemin also can't schlep too much. And so I used to march and refrain of different chenims. I told him I can't. I'm tied down to time. So I can't always daven for Mishmanessa. So in Yemnazog, who says you have to daven in Mishmanessa? In the middle of Mishmanessa. In fact, I'm not going to fill it. I came across recently, I got some halacha of Tzchaim. In the Kute Amorim, Yud, where Chavetz Chaim discusses tefillah, and he says, Faket, Chavetz Chaim says, sometimes a tefillah not in Bes Medrash Shmanessa is our standard nusach. We go through it. It's wrote sometimes. a personal tefillah, a personal bakosha, when I feel I need something, like an amol, it can be aggressive tefillah, it can be more yotze tefillah, bekavona, more than Melech Shmonasa. You're going somewhere, the Rosh should help me doing it. The more we're conscious of this, the peace of mind that we've got by living with the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, that alone is the greatest schar. How much will we pay to have Yishuv Hadas? Bitochen is a shodesh for Yishuv Hadas. As Chovas Havava says, the definition of Bitochen is Menuchas Nefesh Habitech, I'm at peace. We're going through these parashas, let's take lesson from these parashas, and the Rebbeinu would help us. We take all our simchas, medals, everything that we need. But life is full of ups and downs. Life is full of twists and turns. Life is not straightforward, simple. We can make it simple by being close to the Rebbeinu, and the Rebbeinu will look after us. Good morning.